We expect market activity to ramp up as the U.S. market returns from the long weekend break and as we officially transition from the summer months. There has been some attention on Tuesday around more efforts out of China to stimulate the economy. This after the PBOC cut banks' FX deposit reserve ratio requirement from 8% to 6% beginning September 15th, freeing up $19 billion for state banks to utilize their FX capital. China also intends to accelerate its stimulus rollout in the weeks ahead. Elsewhere, Liz Truss will become the next UK PM, which has taken some of the uncertainty out of the pound, helping the beleaguered currency to rally out from multi-month lows. Oil futures were trying to push higher today on the news OPEC agreed to cut production by 100,000 barrels a day. And earlier today, the RBA went ahead and raised rates by 50 basis points as widely expected. Currencies and equities are trying their best to recover, but ultimately the backdrop is bearish stocks and quite bullish the U.S. dollar. The U.S. dollar has already gone ahead and extended its multi-year run against the yen on this Tuesday. Looking ahead, we get Eurozone, German, and UK construction PMIs and U.S. ISM non-manufacturing. That's all for now.